I've got a date with Judy, a big date with Judy, oh jeepers and geez. I've got a date with Judy, and Judy's got one with me.
The Revere Camera Company, famous for leadership in home movie equipment, and the friendly camera dealer in your community, invite you to enjoy A Date with Judy, starring Louise Erickson as Judy and John Brown as father.
Judy?
Yes, Father?
Will you tell your mother I might be very late for dinner, dear? I've got to go to an important meeting at the Kiwanis Club.
An important meeting?
Uh-huh. You see, Saturday, November 19th, is National Kids Day, and we're trying to raise every dime we can to help the underprivileged youngsters in this town.
Oh, Father, you're the nicest father a girl ever had for a father.
That's Judy Foster, folks, the lovable teenage girl who's close to all our hearts. Well, it's evening at the Foster house. Judy, her parents, and her kid brother Randolph are at the dinner table.
Melvin, I still don't know what kind to get.
Why, aren't washing machines all alike?
No. Some are much more attractive than others.
Uh-huh. Speaking of attractive men, Sylvester Monroe is irretrievably the most attractive man I ever saw for a boy who isn't too good looking.
Yeah. Well, who was speaking of attractive men? We were talking about attractive washing machines.
Oh, who's Sylvester Monroe, Judy? The new boy.
What new boy?
Oh, Randolph. Don't you ever hear anything about anything?
No.
Sylvester Monroe is just the boy that every girl in town is mad about.
I'm not a girl, and I never heard of him.
Well, I'm a girl, and I never heard of him either.
He just moved here from Texas, Mother. And do you know that the moment I saw him in my ancient history class, I looked at him alluringly.
How do you look at a boy alluring?
Oh, you sort of lower your head and look up at him through your lashes.
You know, the double whammy.
The double whammy?
Yes. It makes a boy ask you for a date. Didn't you know that, Father?
No, I never knew that. Did you know that, Dora?
I wish I had known it when I was in high school. Life would have been much more interesting.
Well, you know now.
It's too late.
Well, I should think so. Just let me catch you giving someone the double whammy, that's all.
Oh, Melvin. You know I wouldn't give anybody the double whammy but you.
I hesitate to make a positive statement of this nature, but yes, I might as well make it. I think he's wonderful.
Who?
Sylvester.
Whatever happened to Oogie Pringle?
Yes. Yeah, whatever happened to
Sylvester is 6 feet four and has red hair. He's very unusual.
Sounds unusual, but whatever happened...
And I have a date with him tonight. He's going to take me dancing at the Cannibal Club.
Judy, for the third and last time, what happened to Oogie Pringle?
To Oogie?
Yes, to Oogie.
Father, you know that I'm very fond of Oogie. He's a dear, lovable lad. But he doesn't take me dancing. He takes me for granted.
Oh, I see.
I have given him several of my best years. And what have I to show for them? What?
Old age.
Exactly. I am no longer a girl. And when a girl is no longer a girl, she is a woman. And when a woman is a woman, she wants to be treated as such.
Such as?
Such as the way Sylvester treats me. He's got the most beautiful manners. Oogie wouldn't think of opening the car door for me. Sylvester not only opens the door, but he bows, too.
Oh, he bows, huh?
Yes. And he makes the most beautiful speeches. Oogie wouldn't think of telling me that I look hauntingly lovely like Sylvester did.
He wouldn't, huh?
No. He just tells me that his carburetor leaks.
I see.
Do you think I'm being unfair to Oogie? After all, he too has given me several of his best years.
Oh, yes, indeed. I've often heard him say he has quite an investment in you.
It's just that I must find out now whether or not Oogie is destined to be my mate. And the only way that I can find out is to go out with Sylvester and compare.
Right with Eversharp.
How do I look, Mother?
You look divine, dear.
Father?
Huh? Oh, very nice, honey.
Randolph?
Well...
Never mind, you always tell me the truth. Now, let's see, what should I be doing when he gets here? Should I lean gracefully against the piano, or should I recline demurely on the sofa? I want to startle him.
Then why don't you stand on your head?
Randolph, kindly keep still. I'm as excited as though it were my first date. Of course, it is my first date with Sylvester.
What have you done about Oogie tonight?
Oogie? Oh, well, I merely told him that I was going to stay home tonight and wash my hair.
Well, why on earth didn't you tell him the truth?
And hurt him needlessly?
Oh, my goodness, you'll have to tell him sometime.
Oh, no! When I go out with Sylvester tonight, I may discover that his inner soul is quite different than his outer soul.
So?
So I may not like him. I shall then return to Oogie, who will be in good condition, because he won't have had to suffer the pangs of jealousy needlessly.
Oh, for the love of heaven. Women think of everything, don't they?
I'm just being kind, that's all. Oogie is in blissful ignorance. Oh, there's the doorbell. That must be Sylvester. I'll open it.
Judy! Judy Foster!
Oogie!
So, you're washing your hair tonight, are you? Well, all I've got to say is, take your Fitz shampoo along when you go to the Cannibal Club tonight with Sylvester Monroe.
Yes, sir. Blissful ignorance.
But, Oogie...
A fine thing. Women are all alike. All of them. I thought you were different, Judy. But at heart, you're just a woman. A regular Samson and Delilah.
Oh, Oogie, Mother, speak to Oogie.
Hello, Oogie.
Yeah. Hello, Mrs. Foster. Mrs. Foster, how could you let her do it to me?
Well, really,
And you, Mr. Foster. Oh, good evening, incidentally. You're a man, Mr. Foster. How could you let her do it?
Well, Oogie, you see,
explanations will get you nowhere. And let me tell you something, Judy Foster. All is over between us.
What?
Yes, sir. When I walk out of this house, I will walk out a free man, master of my own fate, captain of my own ship. Never again from this moment forward will I so much as lift an eyebrow for a girl. From now on, I'm a bachelor. I walk out of here a hard shell.
Oogie!
As a matter of fact, I like it this way. No responsibilities, no worries. I can just concentrate on my leaky carburetor. And one more thing.
Yes, Oogie?
Don't think I'm jealous, because I'm not. I feel nothing. Absolutely nothing. Get that, Sylvester, I'll kill him. I'll knock his black off. I'll put him right in the nose.
Oogie, please.
Just let him stick his nose through the door. Just let him so much as inch over the threshold. Just let him.
Oh, my.
I'll smash him to bits. To bits.
Father, what'll I do?
Now, Oogie, maybe you'd better...
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Foster. I'm not going to make any scene in here. I'm going to invite him outside. Open the door, Judy.
All right.
Then I'll smash him to bits. To bits.
Hello, Sylvester.
Good evening, Miss Judy.
And now that you're in, boy, are you big.
Aren't you Oogie Pringle, sir?
Yes, this is Oogie. Sylvester, I'd like you to meet Oogie. Oogie, I'd like you to meet Sylvester.
Well, I'm mighty pleased and honored to make your acquaintance, sir.
Hi. Now, there's something I'd like to have a little bit... friendly conversation with you about.
Sylvester hasn't met Mother and Father yet. Mother, this is Sylvester.
How do you do?
Miss Foster, ma'am. Now I know where Judy gets her beauty.
Ew.
Well.
And this is my father, Sylvester.
Glad to know you, son.
Well, I'm mighty pleased to know you, Mr. Foster, sir.
And Randolph, my brother.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy, Master Randolph.
Won't you sit down, Sylvester?
Well, thank you, ma'am.
And now I'd like to
know...
You know,
I'm pretty thrilled to meet Oogie here.
Oh, you are you? And may I inquire why?
Well, I had the privilege and pleasure of watching you play football yesterday.
Oh, well, now I'd like to know...
I don't know what your team would have done without you. I've never seen such passing anywhere. And you're a mighty fine goal kicker.
Well, I'd like to know that... You think so?
Well, if you're not All-American someday, my name isn't Sylvester Monroe.
Well, I never played football much. That track was always my fort.
Yeah, I understand you're pretty fast.
With the women, maybe.
I wish I had your ability.
That's enough about little old me. After all, you came over here tonight to take out Judy.
Yes, and it's getting late, so...
Excuse me, Miss Judy, but... Oogie, if I may call you Oogie.
Oh, sure.
Would you care to come along with us tonight? We'll make it a threesome.
Well, I'd like to, but I wouldn't dream of intruding on your date.
Oh, I wouldn't consider it intruding. I'd consider it an honor.
Oh, I couldn't.
Well, I insist.
You do?
I insist. And I expect to have you as my guest.
Old Southern hospitality, huh? Well, I won't permit it. You be my guest. I guess we Northerners know a thing or two about hospitality ourselves.
No, I couldn't permit that.
I insist.
Why don't you all go Dutch?
Yes, that's an idea.
We'll settle it later. Well, Miss Foster, ma'am, it was a delight and a privilege to make your acquaintance. Yeah, and you too, Mr. Foster, sir.
What about little old Master Randolph, sir?
In honor. Ready, Miss Judy?
Oh, yes.
Allow me to help you with your wrap.
Oh, no, allow me.
Sorry, Oogie, but I've already helped her into it.
Well, she could take it off again.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, folks. And have a good time.
Do precede me, Oogie.
Oh, no. You precede me, Sylvester.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, what do you know?
Morning, everybody.
Oh, good morning, sweetie.
Morning,
how was it?
Did you have a nice time last night?
Well, Sylvester was charming.
He certainly charmed the vest off Oogie.
Did you ever see such a change in a person's attitude?
Oogie sure ran the whole gamut of emotions, didn't he?
Oh, Oogie was awful. Horning in on Sylvester's date like that.
What do you mean, horning in? He was enticed in.
It was dreadful of him. And he let Sylvester pay for everything.
Well, you were right, Judy. Sylvester certainly is unusual.
I'd like to stay and add my habitual kind of witty comment, but I got to leave for the office.
I'll walk out to the car with you.
Okay, come on. Bye, dear. Bye, Judy.
Have a good day, Melvin.
Mother.
Yes, Judy?
I'd appreciate it very much if you'd give me your advice about something.
Well, I'd be glad to, dear. Is it about Oogie and Sylvester?
Yes. Last night wasn't a fair trial. Sylvester couldn't give me his undivided attention with Oogie there. I still don't know the real he... don't you think I owe it to him to give him another date?
Well,
after all, what right is Oogie to cling to me like a clinging vine? If Oogie should happen to meet a glamorous girl, somebody the equivalent of Sylvester in a feminine way, of course, I wouldn't stand in his way.
Well,
I gracefully retreat. I wouldn't force myself along on dates with this theoretical glamorous girl, would I?
Well, not as long as she stays theoretical.
I don't care what Oogie says. He can writhe with jealousy. He can punch Sylvester in the nose. But I am going out again with Sylvester, no matter what shape his nose is in.
Well, now...
I shall tell Oogie immediately. Thank you for your advice, Mother.
Oh, sure, Judy, I understand.
You do?
Of course. Why, you didn't even have to ask me.
You won't be jealous or anything?
Jealous? Of a fine fellow like Sylvester? Of course not. I trust him with you.
You do?
A gentleman like Sylvester? Why, it'll do you good to know him better.
It will?
Sure. Just let me know when you have some spare time.
Wouldn't you sort of feel like you were playing second fiddle?
It would be a pleasure and an honor to play second fiddle to a true blue friend like Sylvester Monroe. Besides, it's just a little northern hospitality.
Even hospitality can be carried to extremes, Oogie.
Not when the object of your hospitality is footing the bill.
Oogie Pringle, I think you're terrible.
Well, of course, when I permitted him to pay the bill last night, he agreed to permit me to treat him next Thursday night. Oh, you won't mind if I take Sylvester to a stag party and buffet dinner next Thursday night, will you?
Stag party?
Yeah.
No, why should I mind? Well, goodbye.
So long.
Oogie!
What's the matter?
You bowed!
Evening, Miss Foster, ma'am.
Evening, Sylvester.
Ready, Miss Judy?
Ready, Sylvester.
Mighty fine knowing you, Miss Pringle, ma'am. And you too, Mr. Pringle, sir. Ready, Oogie?
Ready, Sylvester.
Yeah,
How are you feeling tonight, Mr. Foster, sir?
Oh, I'm just in the pink of condition.
Well, gratified to hear it. Mighty gratified. Ready, Miss Judy?
Ready, Sylvester. Oogie!
Oh, hiya, Judy.
Hi. How are things?
Just snazzy.
I don't have a thing to do this afternoon. I mean, I have a little free time, and I thought that...
Yeah?
Well, I thought we could go to Henry's Coke and Phosphate Parlor like we used to.
Oh,
and...
gee, I'd love to, Judy, but I can't.
You can't?
No. I've got a date with Sylvester.
Oh. Everybody.
What's the matter, dear?
What is it, dear?
How can Oogie sit by and let somebody else take me away from him?
Oh.
Just because he likes and admires Sylvester is no reason for him to let Sylvester go out with me. I never was so insulted in my life. And now, if you'll both excuse me, I'm going upstairs to my room. And I may not come down again for years.
How do you like that? Women.
What about men?
Men?
Not that I care in the slightest. But my, Melvin, sitting there last night making goo-goo eyes at that silly woman at the party.
I did not make goo-goo eyes.
Well, I have no intention of discussing it, what? But my gracious. You'd have supposed everything you said was the wittiest and cleverest thing in the world, the way Roxanna kept laughing.
Well, it just so happened that I did say some pretty funny things last night.
Well, not that it matters in the least, you know, not at all. But no matter how I felt about a man, I certainly wouldn't be so obvious about it. Why, anybody in the room could see that she was wild, simply wild about you.
Oh, she wasn't wild, simply wild about me. she merely found me amusing and brilliant.
She acted wild about you.
You really think so?
It was pretty apparent.
How could you tell?
By the way, she snubbed me.
Now, Dora, that's a mean thing to say. Just because the poor girl happened to take an interest in me momentarily...
Girl? She was a girl when I was in rompers.
Now, Dora, she's only 32. She told me so herself. Dora, can I help it if I inspire confidence in people? If they feel the urge to speak to me as to a sort of a spiritual leader? There's no reason for you to be jealous.
No, then. Are you implying I'm jealous of Roxanna Kramer?
Well,
because I'm not. I assure you, I have no intention of ever giving her another thought.
Well, good.
Sorry if I said anything provoking, dear.
Oh, that's all right, dear. It was just a human.
Well, I've already forgotten all about her.
I don't even remember what she looks
well,
like.
Well, I don't either. Melvin, you're sweet.
I kind of am, aren't I?
We never fight, do we, dear?
Never.
I think she dyes it.
Why?
Her hair. Nobody could get that through, naturally.
I... Go for the love of heaven.
Mother, I need some more advice.
Well, I'll try to be some help, dear.
What should I do? What? Do you think it would make Oogie overconfident if I gave Sylvester up?
Overconfident?
Yes. If I stopped seeing Sylvester without Oogie asking me to.
I see your problem.
I could tell Oogie that the only reason I'm giving Sylvester up is because of Mitzi.
Mitzi?
Yes. And it'd be the truth, too, almost. Mitzi is mad, simply mad for Sylvester. She hasn't even been able to look at Elmo since she met him. I wish that would happen to me.
What?
That I couldn't look at Oogie. But it's worked the other way. All I can think about now is Oogie.
Really, dear?
Sylvester is charming and everything, but I guess I really don't want to be treated like a woman.
No?
I just want Oogie. He's so wonderful and real and foolish.
I know just what you mean, dear.
Mother, do you think if I told Oogie that on account of Mitzi being my most bosom friend, I must stand aside and make the big sacrifice, Oogie would accept it without feeling too superior?
It might work.
All right. Now, I only have one other problem. I don't want to hurt Sylvester. What'll I tell him to get rid of him?
Well, I ought to be able to help you on that. I got rid of your father once.
Mother, you didn't.
I did. Yes, I did. I hadn't been going with him very long when I decided that he wasn't for me. So I wrote him a nice little note.
A note?
Yes. And it got rid of him beautifully. As a matter of fact, I had a terrible time getting him back a few days later when I decided I'd made an awful mistake.
Really, Mother?
And you know, I think I still have that note. Your father gave it back to me, and I kept it all these years as a lesson to myself.
Well, could I see it? It would help me compose something suitable to write to Sylvester.
I'll get it for you, dear. I know just where it is.
Hi, everybody. I'm home.
Hi, Father.
Hello, Randolph. Oh, where's your mother?
I don't know. She was here about an hour ago.
Yeah. Wonder where she went. Oh, there's a note on the table. She probably had to run to the store or something and let me see. Dear Melvin, just a note to say that though I respect and admire you... rather formal for a lady running out to go to the grocery store. Though I respect and admire you, under the circumstances of what happened last night... Last night?
What's the matter?
Last night. I think it's better that you and I part. Huh? Oh, for the love of heaven. Yours truly, Dora.
Wow!
What did I do last night? I told that silly woman Roxanna a joke or two, and she laughed, and... Oh, my.
She must have laughed awfully hard to get Mother so mad.
How could Dora have grieved? Well, how could she have thought... And I thought she forgave me. She said she forgave me.
Oh, boy, I'll have to testify in court.
In court? Oh, my heavens.
I assume you'll contest the divorce.
The divorce? What did I do to be tossed aside like an old shoe?
To give somebody the double whammy?
Nobody could have construed it as a double whammy. Nobody.
I guess Mother did.
Oh.
Father, dear.
Hello, Judy.
How are you this wonderful afternoon, Father, dearest?
Awful. Just awful.
What's the matter with Father, Randolph?
He's been tossed aside like an old shoe.
Oh, how silly. Nobody would toss Father away. Not my adorable angel-faced father.
Why are you so happy and mushy?
Oogie and I have reconciled. Aren't you thrilled?
I'm brimming over with joy.
Now I've got to write to Sylvester. Randolph, did you take Mother's note?
No,
what
I...
What did you say, Judy?
I just said that Oogie and I have reconciled.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that.
And what are you talking about?
About what you said.
That's what I said. Oogie was glad to get me back again, as long as it wasn't hurting Sylvester's feelings.
About the note, the note, the note, the note, the note.
Oh, the note. Do you have it?
Yes, I have it. What do you know about it? What? What?
Well, don't you remember it? Mother got rid of you once with it a long time ago.
A long time ago?
Yes.
Not today?
No. She wrote it 20 years ago.
She did, huh?
Feel a little better, Father?
Oh, Randolph, did you think for one minute that I was worried?
Yes.
Stop talking like a child.
Huh?
I remembered that old note all the time.
How do I look, Mother? How do I look, Father? Randolph?
You look wonderful, dear.
Oh, joy, a date with Oogie at last. Now, what shall I be doing when he gets here? Shall I be sitting down, talking on the phone?
Suppose you stand up and answer the doorbell.
All right, I can't wait. Hello, Oogie, dear.
Hi, Judy.
Evening, Miss Judy.
Sylvester.
Yeah, I thought I'd bring him along and make it a threesome.
Mother!
Judy will be back in just a moment. And now here are Judy and the men in her life.
Well, Miss Judy, What picture would you like to see?
There's a triple horror bill at the Bijou.
No, Oogie, I'd like to see all the King's Men at the Globe.
Yeah, but Boris Karloff and Peter DeLorey and Bela Lugosi...
Oogie, the picture I want to see is from a book that won the Pulitzer Prize.
But Boris Karloff and Peter DeLorey and Bela
Oogie,
Lugosi...
where are your manners, sir?
My manners?
Yeah, Miss Judy is the one to decide.
Oh, sure. Oh, excuse me, Judy. Say, Sylvester, I just happened to remember. There's an old picture playing at the Strand that's all about Texas.
Well, I don't care if... Texas? Well, let's go to the Strand.
No, Sylvester.
Miss Judy, I'm sorry, but I've got to be firm about this. Texas is calling.
Goodbye, Sylvester.
Yeah, hurry or you'll miss it. Yeah,
goodbye, ma'am. Goodbye, Oogie. Texas, here I come.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
Just a minute. Oogie Pringle, what picture about Texas is playing at the Strand?
Well, ma'am, I don't know how much it has to do with Texas, but it's called Stella Dallas.
Hope you'll join us again next Thursday, same time, same station, for another Date with Judy, written by Aline Leslie and starring Louise Erickson as Judy and John Brown as Father, with Myra Marsh as Mother, Dick Crenna as Oogie, Johnny McGovern as Randolph, and Sylvester, Bob Easton.
The program is transcribed. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. It's 8 o'clock at KECA, AM and FM, Los Angeles.